Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We need you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about those things you've been doing and then ask us, does that make me crazy? For example, from the text, hey guys, sometimes when I'm in the shower, I pretend to be in sexy naked photo shoots. Definitely not Sports Illustrated material. Does that make me crazy?
No, it makes you interesting.
That's awesome.
What kind of poses are you doing in the shower?
Right.
Be careful.
That's cool. Yeah.
Pose the wrong way.
Yeah.
Man.
I finally figured out what that bench is in my shower. I think it's for shaving your legs.
Or yeah. Sitting down.
Who sits down in the shower?
Some people do.
Some older people have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've never had a shower cry where you've just sat down and let the water hit you?
Shower cry. I haven't had one.
Y'all have never sat down in the shower and just cried hysterically? No. Okay.
My shower
does
cry.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. My shower cry is more the put my arm up against the wall and put my forehead on the forearm.
Oh, sometimes you're just too weak to stand, though. You're too weak from the pain. You just lay on the ground.
You know what? Next time I cry in the shower, I'll go ahead and sit down and let you. I just feel like my butt's going to get too cold on there.
Not if the hot water is just hitting you.
Hitting it right.
I think I had a cry on the outside of the shower one time. Like, leaned up against it.
Oh, you looked in the mirror or something?
No, that was probably pre-breakup shower, pre-breakup cry. Like,
oh, man.
Oh.
See?
When we're on family vacation in the hotel?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Somewhere
that's when the breakup
there.
Happened.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Or maybe it was post. I'm not sure. One or the other. Anyway.
I'm sure there was a lot of crying
anyway.
For the last,
yeah.
After a few weeks after.
Yeah.
From the text, whenever I'm driving around and get irritated with a bad driver next to me, or I drive past my old work where it ended up on bad terms, I flip them off. But down below, so nobody can see.
Right. But you feel good about.
Right.
So you're right by the legs. Hey, we know what you're getting at. Yeah, you take that. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Ava.
Ava?
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing awesome. So I hear you're a little crazy and you want to ask us.
Does this make me crazy?
Yeah. I'll tell you what it's doing. It's driving your mama crazy.
Yeah.
Makes you TikToks.
Is that how you laugh now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Oh, fifth grade.
How's school?
It's good so far.
Yeah.
Good.
Who's your favorite TikToker?
I would have to say probably Ruby.
Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby's a good one.
Ruby.
Have you gotten in trouble yet at school?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
All right. Try and keep that up.
Don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble. All right, Ava, you have a good day at school, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye.
It's more. We're doing T's. K.
Well, I see the T in the beginning. Why are they putting a T in the beginning if it's a silent T?
That's what my daughter does.
I used to laugh like but it, yeah, like a hissing.
I like more of the. That's my favorite laugh. Like
which laugh?
Like you need a lung.
That's a smoker's laugh.
Yeah.
You like the smoker's lung.
Yeah. I think it reminds me of my grandma. Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Oh, my God. Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead and ask us.
Okay, so when a waiter is being extra, it's terrible or rude, I like to tip extra tips so they feel bad about being such a bad waiter.
You know what?
That's, you tip extra.
That's an excellent way to do it.
Look at you.
I love that.
Like, look at her. She tipped me $20 and I didn't give
a good
service.
Taking the high road. Yeah.
Or it's reinforcing bad behavior.
She leaves a little note like, I did not like your service, but.
I hope your day gets better.
I just always feel like I have to at least leave 20% because they're going to be like, Kelly Raspberry's a bad tipper, you know, no matter what.
It's okay. Yeah. You can dip down to 15% if it's bad service to let them know.
So
but
hard.
You could be nice, crazy like Jesse and go ahead and leave the whole 20% or 25% and make them feel bad.
Yeah. I'm always a 20-er.
Yeah. I like to be on 20. That's a good one, always. And even if it's borderline, I'll still give you the 20.
I just have this feeling that I'm going to do 15% or something kind of crummy one day, and they're going to tell all their friends
right.
that Jenna is cheap and terrible.
If you have an experience of us being cheap towards you,
I haven't. I can say with certainty I've never.
I think I have.
I've never tipped poorly.
I'm not overly.
I'm so bad. I look at the tips my friends leave to make sure it doesn't reflect poorly on me.
You judge them?
And I got into it with my boyfriend when we first started dating because I did not think that he was a large enough tipper, and that was hard because am I supposed to sneak money or just tell him directly I am going to tip more?
It's a tough conversation.
It's a tough conversation. Yeah. You have to have it. But yes, I have been known to be the person that leaves extra money.
I've looked over just to make sure I'm like matching.
I try to be a dollar more than my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I see Al tips us $11, I'll be like, oh, dang.
12.
I got 12. Because I want to be the favorite one for the waiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I see that.
I want up.
Got it.
What's up, Rachel?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead with yours.
I have a very vocal dog.
Uh-huh.
It's actually my grand dog. It's my son's. And he will come to me, and he will whine, and he will talk to me if he needs to go out. Well, last night during the VMAs, he'd gone out before it started. And right in the middle of Missy Elliott, I'm from Virginia, so two up, two down. he's in my face, whining and talking to me. And we had a 15-minute argument back and forth. No, you don't have to go out. No, you don't. And my son is next to me dying laughing. Does that make me crazy?
Let me hear what he sounded like again.
Mm-hmm.
and you just speak English,
what do you
right?
do?
I'm like, you don't need to go out. Hush. Go lay down. No, we're not having this conversation. It would go on like for 15 minutes.
See, I go ahead and speak back in dog.
Yeah, I go ahead and bark.
Yeah, you don't sound crazy at all.
Yeah, you're speaking English.
That's normal behavior.
Yeah, when you start speaking dog to him, then you call us back.
Yeah, you're a cool dog owner, though. I'll give you that.
Yep.
Crazy cool. Thank you for your call and to your son.
So you bark, Al?
Yeah.
Or are you talking dog? Because I just do a creepy voice.
What do you mean, a creepy voice?
Use a baby rat.
Oh.
Use a baby rat. That's how I talk to Wheezy.
My wife,
everyone has a different voice when they talk to their dog. I just talk weird to her.
My wife does the same. I've told you guys that she does the same voice with every dog. Where she tries to tell us what she thinks the dog sounds like, or she's talking to the dog.
Oh, but she does the dog's voice, right?
How's it going? I want to go outside.
Every dog. It's my wife.
Male or female?
Yeah.
Male or female.
I love that.
From the text, Victoria and Andrew wrote us, they're carpooling. When my son and I are at a stoplight and the light turns green, we race the car next to us. Does that make us crazy?
Yes.
Oh, no, I do the two.
You do it?
Yeah, but I only go line to line because that's easier to win.
Even when you know that car next to you is going to beat you?
They're not going to beat me. I beat them.
No, but...
I'm undefeated.
I would beat you.
No, you would not.
My car's faster than your car.
No.
Oh, are you joking?
Right, here we go.
Thanks,
here's
George.
A challenge.
Are you joking right now?
I'm talking line to line. I win.
I will beat you.
No, Jenna, you won't.
All right, let's go out to the race.
Okay.
All right. Just line to line. Stop line to stop line.
JC.
I'm winning.
You have to take a look at the car next to you. You have to recognize the engine and respect
it. I have. I beat a Camaro. I beat another fast car.
Camaro.
Okay, I'll see your electric.
Oh, I beat a Lambo a couple days ago.
The Lambo wasn't aware that you were trying to race them. That's the deal, right?
Thing, if you're first in line,
if I'm aware of the race that's being challenged, then...
The rule on the road is if you're first in line at the light, we're all racing.
It's not a rule. It's not giving a very good message
to the children.
But it's so funny.
You're actually supposed to pause a minute and make sure the other people aren't running red
exactly.
lights or you take off.
Yeah, I'm much safer now.
Make sure I'm not getting T-boned. I pause for about three seconds.
Most of the time, everybody's slowing down.
Well, that one time they don't.
I told you, I'm undefeated.
Thanks, George. Undefeated, man.
My boyfriend just said you won't.
Yeah, I told you.
What is he talking about?
You won't win the race.
Maybe he's talking about the tipping. Remember, they're listening a little late.
Oh, that's right. But he also has my back on the race. Mexicans stick together.
All right.
Para la raza.
Fine, you can have it.
I just, this is something easily proven.
Exactly.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. I'm down to go out there and take it out on the pavement.
Take it to the track.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is like our Fast and Furious moment, Jenna. I'm going to get
top floor parking garage. Be there.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I'm going to go get a new car.
I got a 10 second. No, don't get a new car. You have the white one right now? Yeah, go get a different car.
No.
That one's too fast.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll still win. Arlette. Hi, Arlette.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Doing awesome.
What do you do?
Oh, okay. So you guys said, and I oops, you guys were driving me crazy because JC, you were saying it all wrong.
Oh. Jeez, yeah. JC.
He's got a slow car.
I was going to tell you this, and I oop. How's that?
Yes. Yeah, good. Okay. No, you need to say it right, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Alright. You guys were driving me crazy about that, so.
Can you say it right for us, please?
And I oop.
and I oop.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Alright.
I'm glad you feel better getting that off your chest.
But we're still friends, though, right, Arlette?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Arlette.
High five. Have a good day at school.
Thank you.
Alright.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Arlette's over here to teach us. Let us know what we're doing right and wrong. Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead with yours.
I take a picture of my back seat every morning when I get to work so that I can double check that I drop my daughter off at daycare.
Well, you know what?
Whatever you gotta do.
There's nothing wrong with
you
that.
You gotta be smart. That's actually a good, we should all adopt what you're doing.
Yeah. Or there's some people that leave like their purse in the back seat or a shoe in the back seat.
Yeah, you take your shoe off. Whatever. And put it back there.
Yeah.
You're crazy safe, Mariah. You keep doing that. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was just that video of that mom that accidentally left her kid in the hot car, and
she was talking to her sister. Had another kid.
Yeah.
And went inside the store for, what, half an hour, 4 or 5 minutes?
Mm. And she's pleading with the officer. She's saying, I'm a good mom. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's take pictures.
Could have been tragic.
Hey, Brooklyn.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah? So, let's find out if you're crazy or not. What you got for us?
36 animals.
You have 36 animals?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Do you live on a farm?
Well, my mom turned our backyard into a farm.
Oh, that's awesome. Goodness. What's the weirdest animal you own?
Goats.
Yay, I love goats.
Hey, do goats try to headbutt you all the time?
Well, the other day I was trying to feed them, and one of them came up with their
hamstring.
Okay.
Do you milk the goat?
What?
Do you milk goats?
Yeah. We have one named Craig. He's my favorite.
Oh, Craig. It's my favorite. Well, you have fun with your 36 animals, Brooklyn. You're crazy cool. What else?
Nothing.
I don't think Brooklyn understands that Friday's reference. No. Friday reference?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Trey, get out of my ears.
That sounds funny, by the way.
Yeah.
The audience does not know that.
I know.
Trey, get out of my ears. Just sounds weird. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
All right. So when I get out of the shower, I have to have something nearby, some form of footwear. I cannot go barefoot after getting out of the shower or barefoot at any time.
Oh, wow. I love being barefoot.
I hate having something stuck to the bottom of my feet. That is like the grossest thing to me.
Oh. Yeah. And then when your feet are damp, it's picking up all those hairs
everything,
on the bathroom floor.
All that good stuff. Yeah. It's a little crazy, but I get you. I get what you're doing there.
That's your thing.
Uh-huh. Now, Jennifer is doing something that sounds very interesting to me because I might start doing it. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Since I was younger, I've always had a habit of making myself sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I wet the tip of my hair.
Uh-huh.
And I tickle the bottom of my nose.
Yep.
And it makes me sneeze. And my entire family knows that if I sneeze more than twice, and I'm doing it. So my mom gets irate with me every time.
Oh, but sneezes are so satisfying. So, yeah.
They say that's the greatest feeling.
So what
in
do you say? You under your throat and your nose?
The nose.
Under my nose.
Yeah, you have hair. She has long hair, so she can go in there with the hair and tickle.
With her hair, she tickles her nose.
Oh, let me take
Al
that.
Al couldn't figure that out.
Let me take the hair that's growing on top of my earlobe right here.
Can you do it, Al? Let's see if it can make I'm using a pen because I don't have long hair.
It won't reach.
Yeah, I can't make myself sneeze. I got to pluck my nose hairs to do that. But, you cool crazy.
Well, thank you.
It's a very interesting party trick.
Yeah. Oh, I love, man, if I could just sneeze at least once every 5 minutes, I'd be happy.
I wouldn't listen to you on radio, though.
I'd turn off my mic.
That'd be kind of annoying.
All right, Kid Nation, we'll catch up with your crazy next week. If we didn't get to you this week, it's all good. We got your text messages. We got your calls. Hold on to those for next week.
Please.
Coming up next, though, Jenna was embarrassed at the grocery store yesterday.
I had a walk of shame out.
Oh, wow.
I had a long walk of shame.
Busy time at the grocery store? A lot of people there?
Yeah, and you know, those pharmacy pickups can get awkward.
Okay. Oh. Mm, okay. Oh. All right. Oh, how was Jenna embarrassed? We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A lot of text messages coming in regarding that big race between me and Jenna and our line to line. Including our boy Ghetto D, who likes to bet on the show now.
What does he think? He knows what you have, right?
Yeah, he knows what I got. Speed.
I got the need for speed.
Ghetto D wrote and said, I got $50 on JC.
What, Ghetto D?
Ghetto D, you owe me $50.
He doesn't know all the facts.
He knows the facts.
I wonder, should I get in on it?
My car has race mode.
My car has a setting
that the tail comes up and you hit race mode.
I don't have that in my car, but it just goes fast.
Yeah, yours does go fast off the line.
Should I get in?
But my boyfriend even had your back, and I'm mad at, and now it started a fight. I'm in a fight with him right now, because I'm mad that he said that you're going to beat me, but he didn't have your car model right.
My car stay race ready, so it don't got to get ready.
Oh, my goodness.
I think my truck's pretty fast.
No.
Okay, Al.
It's got EcoBoost. Something like that.
I don't know what that means.
I want to throw Al in on the race.
You want to race too, Al?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a sport mode, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe that would help.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know if EcoBoost would help.
I got a tow package.
Okay. I don't think that's going to help you either.
All right.
And
I'll be the flag girl that waves the...
Yeah, I like that.
I've never raced
I'll drop my scarf.
We also had a Kid Nation member that said, hey, guys, I could shut down a Bucky's parking lot if you guys want to race.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need a long track. We just need line to line. So whatever
What's the line to line? How long is it?
Isn't that I would say 100 feet? Mm. Is that how long between the line at the light and the other light? I'm guesstimating here.
Somebody Google that.
Maybe 50 feet?
Line to line?
On Fast and the Furious, it's normally a quarter.
Yeah, but we're not.
So are we even going to get past 60? That's the deal, right? You don't want to get past 60.
Line to line.
I'd beat you in a quarter mile. Yeah. It'd be close for us, line to line, because his car is pretty quick.
You'll get destroyed line to line, Al.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd get destroyed by both of us.
Pretty fast ankle.
You've never done anything fast in your life.
I beg to differ.
JC, don't you remember? I beat you, need I remind you, 3 times in the drag race in Disney World. Because I learned the trick that you actually hit the gas when yellow is about to change. When it goes red, yellow, green, you hit it on yellow, it accelerates on green. And that was the trick.
My weight was an issue.
Oh, gosh.
I do pretty well at that racetrack at Disney World. On the
again, cars. That's blind luck as well, you know.
The cars. Speaking of, it's Kids Day tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Kids Day, yes.
See, we get competitive with the kids.
So
we put them into cars in Disney World and we drag race. That's what you're paying for.
150 miles an hour. That's as slow as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's also Jenna's embarrassing day.
Yes.
Or at least it was yesterday.
I love my pharmacist at the Tom Thumb. That's where I pick my stuff up. Uh-huh. I love them. They know me. I've been going there for years. We have a great relationship. Your pharmacist knows a lot about you and your personal health. You know, I'm usually going to pick up the standard stuff for me over the years. It's really just birth control and my plane pills that I take when I travel for flying anxiety, right?
Uh-huh.
But I haven't been in there lately. And they give you lots of reminders when you have a medicine in. So I had something at the pharmacy. So when I walked up, the guy, he's a cute pharmacist too. He's a cute guy. We have conversations. He's nice. And I'm still in a relationship, but I can say that. He's cute.
Yeah.
There's cute people in the world.
So he started going to the usual protocol questions. I think it's kind of like legally by medical law required for them to give you a tutorial or to ask you, are you familiar with this product? You know, yes, got it. Because I knew what I was getting and I didn't really want the cute male pharmacist to go through
the tutorial.
Yeah. Do you know how to use this medicine? And I was like, yeah, because it's a cream. I was like, yeah, I got it. I know how to use it. So there's a line building up behind me at this point. I was actually considering getting some vitamins and stuff. I was like, you know, I'm just going to get out of here. I'm just going to.
Did the word ointment ever come up?
Oh, wow. He looks at the prescription. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
And this is just your normal antifungal, yelled it. Yell the words antifungal.
Oh.
Excuse me. Can you guys in the back look at the antifungal? Antifungal for Jenna Owens? It's Jenna Owens from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Antifungal.
So, of course,
cream,
my
please.
Mind's like, oh, this is no big deal. Like, this is the thing. I have this, like, it's fine. It's just this rash. And I, like, kind of pointed to my backside. And then I realized, like, that rash does not make it better. There's a long line behind me at this point.
So,
like,
she has a rash. That's why she needs the antifungal cream.
Oh. Must be an oozing rash.
So then I...
Breaking news in the back. It's oozing. Can you please get the antifungal?
Hey, Jenna, can you interpret my dreams while you're here?
Yeah. Yeah. So then I'm like trying to backpedal and I'm just like trying to just totally downplay it. And I go, yeah, you know, it's that Michael Jackson thing. And I realize, well, that doesn't make it better. That's what we used to call it. Cause I have this little thing that you lose pigment in your skin. And so patches in between my shoulder blades when it acts up, because it lives under... This is so gross.
Were you asking for fentanyl?
When it lives under fentanyl. No. We called it the Michael Jackson, which is a really rude thing to call it, because it's loss of pigment in between the shoulder blades. And you get it from, like, heat being trapped there, and then it acts up in the summer. So it's really, like, not that big of a deal, but I was trying to backtrack, because, I mean, what is a worse word than fungus? And to think he was like, no, because a lot of people have this, but it's hard to get rid of. He was delving in. He was like, that fungus lives under the skin. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Are there people
gosh.
Like backing up in line? They're like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh, I got the full. So I just paid. He was like, just a $10 copay. And I'm like, so I just pay. And I carry this giant bag of antifungal cream out of there.
Coming up Friday on That's What I Like, Jenna's antibacterial
That's what I like. That's what I like.
It's so gross.
Sorry,
and I don't want it to be announced. My medicine, I don't want it to be announced.
I know you're at the front of the store, but I just forgot to tell you that buy one, get one free with your antifungal. Also, preparation H comes with it.
Unbelievable. I hate that word. Why can't it just be a cream? Why can't it just be a rash cream? That's not that good either.
That should be a rap.
Fungus. The word fungus, when it comes to your body, is
cream's
so nasty.
Cream's way better than ointment.
A little fungus over there.
Yeah, I got a cousin in a little fungus.
Yeah. Al has a shirt that says fun guy.
Yeah, I do.
He's a fun guy.
So I walked out of there with a line looking at me like they didn't want to get near me, like it was something contagious, and there we go.
Is it working?
I haven't found anyone to apply it. Because then do you know what that conversation's like to tell your boyfriend who you want to remain attracted to you, can you put this fungus cream on my back? It is all so gross. I'm so grossed out with
myself. Call the 10 gets to put the cream on Jenna's back.
There you go.
I have it in my bag if anyone wants to apply it for me.
Come on by the show. And we'll let you in.
It's a heat rash, okay?
The first person here, right now.
You get to apply the fungus.
Yes, get to apply the antibacterial fungus.
Tinea versicolor, that's what it is. Shout out on my Tinea versicolors. We got a lot of people with it. See, now I feel like I shared in the trash tree, and now I have a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners have fungus.
Yeah. Moist is a gross word, too. Yeah.
Yeah, moist.
Well, that's where the fungus comes from.
Man, if you get a moist fungus, that is worst thing going on
it's
in the world.
It's a breeding ground. Your back is a breeding ground fungus.
It's bad out there.
Oh, my gosh. That's really gross. I'm sorry I shared that story.
Oozing.
It doesn't look gross. It just looks like I'm missing pigment.
Jenna's getting her fungus treated. That's good news for us.
I need some
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Kid Nation, pick up that phone. Let's get some good news going. Make Jenna feel better about her embarrassing story at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I know we talked about JoJo Fletcher and Jordan Rogers doing the proposal over again.
Yeah.
Well, I got a good news story for you.
Okay.
Along those same lines, and I'll tell you all about it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby.
Kid Nation, we want that good news. If you want to call us up, the phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can also use that phone number to text us, or you can slip into the DMs on Instagram and Twitter at Kid Nation. Anna's looking through all those messages.
Might as well.
When you slide into the DMs. But before we go to your text messages and your calls, I got one here from
from Scotland.
Scotland?
Yeah, let's go all the way to Scotland. All this is a cool story. 71-year-old dude named Bill Duncan. He was diagnosed with dementia back in 2011, and he's gone downhill ever since. Most of his memories have faded over the past few years, and in the last 12 months, he has forgotten his whole history with his wife, Anne.
Oh, no.
He didn't remember they were married. But he still liked being with her a lot, and he thought she was really pretty. So a few weeks ago, after hanging out with her for a while, you know, forgetting all the memories they had together, he asked her if she'd marry him.
Aww.
That's beautiful.
Anne says that he started getting very amorous with her and kept telling her how much he liked her, so she agreed. Their friends and family loved the idea, and they had their wedding in the backyard. They even danced to the same song they danced to the first time.
Man.
Anne says they have good days and bad days now, but despite it all, he's still the same man she fell in love with.
That's sweet. That's
I saw that sweet. Movie.
Yeah, right? That's very sweet.
That cool?
Yep.
That's how you know that's your girl.
Yeah,
you get
real.
Dementia, you forget everything about your memories, your marriage with her, but you still fall right back in love with her.
So sweet.
And ask her to marry you again.
But they're going
to
die the same night.
Oh, that's dark.
This is the Notebook, y'all. Know, this like is exactly the Notebook.
This happens all the time. This needs to be made into a movie because they have cool Scottish accents.
Oh, yeah. They could do the Scottish version of the Notebook.
Yeah, why not? Good.
Be married now.
You could take my memories.
When we had to do Scottish, what was the food we kept having to say?
Oh, it was some potatoes.
Potato. Potato cakes.
Potato cakes.
Potato cakes.
Yeah, the Scottish accent was a little difficult.
The Notebook and potato cakes.
But it was a weird dish that they serve out there. Haggis.
Haggis and potatoes.
I'm not going to lie, I don't know.
Dang, we need to do better with remember our dishes from...
probably some sort of blood pudding or something, or is that British? I don't remember.
Latkes, right?
You wear the kilt in... Is that Scotland or Ireland?
Scotland, yeah. No undies under there, by the way.
No undies, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go all the way. All the way with it.
Oh, boy.
From the text.
Yeah.
After 4 long years, I was finally able to adopt my daughter, Reina.
Oh, that's great.
Aw, congratulations, guys. There's pictures, too, that they sent us.
Cool.
Sweet.
Beautiful family. Hi, guys. Ashlyn wrote us and said, I started at a brand new school this year, and the first day I had to sit alone. The second day, a girl from my physics class named Sadie invited me to sit with her friends, and this weekend, we're having a sleepover.
That's awesome.
Hashtag Good News Tuesday.
My heart always breaks a little for the new kid.
I know. It's tough. The first day's always weird because everybody's staring at you. You're the new girl or the new guy.
Everybody else already knows each other from last year, but you know.
But luckily,
are you going to be the one that walks up to that kid sitting by themselves? If anybody's listening today, you be the one that walks up to that kid sitting by him or herself.
You want to be a hero? You want to change a life? That moment changes that person's life.
Hey.
You never know the impact that can have.
Hey, I just saw you sitting there by yourself. Why don't I come and introduce myself?
And that could be your lifelong best friend. You never know.
Unless
you say something. Welcome to the school. Come sit with us. Let's get to know you. Where'd you come from? Do it today. That's your mission. Give them to you from Kelly Raspberry. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, buddy? I hear you got some good news for us.
Yeah, so I graduated from college, back on May. But for some reason, my dad didn't have any money to throw me a party. So I was a little sad about it. But then yesterday, he just surprised me with a brand new car.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, how
cool.
You want to race us?
I know, right? For sure. I'm down.
All right. You ever catch us at the stoplight?
Yeah, meet us at the light.
Line to line, bro.
I'm down. Whenever you guys tell me, I'm down.
Hey, Jamie, what'd you graduate with? What degree?
Oh, it's biology major right now.
Oh, wow.
So what do you want to do?
Actually, do you know those lab technicians that work for the police department? They want to do all the...
forensics?
Yeah, kind of like stuff like that. Yeah, that's what I
want to
do.
Wow.
Whoa, that's pretty cool, Jamie.
Nice stuff.
Welcome.
You go, CSI.
Yeah. You definitely
I know. Will.
All right, Jamie, well, good luck with that. Congratulations. You graduated. Got that brand new car from your dad.
Let Jenna know if you have a discount on some fungal medication.
Yeah.
Someone texted and said, when I walk into a room, y'all need to say there's a fungus among us.
That should be a return. Welcome to the Kid Craddock Morning Show. There's a fungus among us.
Hey, guys.
Nolan, how you doing?
Good.
Good. So what's going on in your life?
So I'm a competitive dancer, and I've been injured since April, but yesterday was my first day back at the dance studio.
Yay! And how'd the first day back go?
It was good.
Awesome. What'd you injure?
I injured my knee.
Ouch. And did you need surgery? Yeah.
Oh, no. I just, like, my ligament was partially torn off my bone, and part of my bone was also chipped in my knee.
Yeah. But you're all healed and feel good, right?
Yep.
Back to competitive dancing.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful out there, Nolan.
Thank you.
Yeah, twerking's hard work, man.
Is she, Al, she is not twerking.
We don't know.
No, we never know, though.
Have you seen those dance clothes?
I don't think she's twerking. She's competitive dancing. Probably that cool artsy dance that they do on Dancing with the Stars where we cry.
Me and Kelly went to a pep rally one time, and Kelly, the next day, I'm not going to say the name of the school, Kelly came back and was mortified.
Horrified.
By the way they dance?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How old were they?
Probably JV, I guess.
Junior
right?
high school.
Okay. Yeah.
It was an all-boys school, and the girls were the cheerleaders for the all-boys school.
Uh-huh.
And I was seeing things. I was shocked.
Really?
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. It's like they were procreating on the floor. And I said something on the radio the next day, and all the rich kid parents came up and demanded an apology for my head on a platter because I dared disrespect their humping daughters on the floor. Ridiculous.
You know what they needed, Kelly? Those girls needed.
I was there. Was I overreacting? It was shocking.
I mean, in all fairness, they know how you feel, right? Like, you are this way. Like, you will be offended by things like that.
They were simulating sex acts on the floor.
I was not.
I'm not lying.
With each other?
No, they would get on the floor and hump the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you're doing this for an all-boys school? What are you doing?
Are you sure it wasn't just the worm?
I don't know what it was, but it was a long time ago.
Can we get back to Good News Tuesday?
Yeah, good news.
Lordy.
This is scaring me because you know my daughter is trying to get into competitive dancing now.
Lordy.
And I have not seen one twerk.
It's a little striptease.
Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing awesome, man. You have some awesome news for us?
Yes, I do. But first, I want to tell you, I'm like the number one fan of y'all. I'm glad I finally got through.
My man.
Thank
you, David.
Well, and I'm glad it's for Good News Tuesday, dude. What's going on?
Yes. Well, I have a 5-month-old daughter, and she had barely started saying "God da."
Uh-huh.
And
it makes my heart happy. And a lot of people, they can see me, they'll be like, "Oh, this is never a happy guy." But she's made me real happy with that. Every time I make her bottle, and it makes me just so happy. So I had to share that with everybody. There's millions of people who felt the same way.
That is awesome
news, David. And you know what? That's not going to stop because it's going to be when you're sleeping. Da-da. Da-da.
Right?
Da-da.
Now we're working on mama.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always the dad that gets it first. Yeah. For some reason, the kids like to make mommy feel.
E's are easier than M's, apparently. Yeah.
It's the misery of being a mom sometimes. Hey, congratulations, David. Thank you for letting us know that good news. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing awesome, buddy. Hit us with that good news you got.
Well, first off, love listening to you guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you,
but the good news is after 3 years of waiting to be financially ready and for my wife to be on board, we are picking up on Saturday our Tesla Model 3.
Whoa!
Awesome.
Want to race?
Want to join the
big Kid Nation race.
You're going to win all the races.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But yeah, we're super, super excited.
Did you get that self-driving thing?
Not the full self-driving, but the partial self-driving.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You can just nod off when you're driving? You can't go to
full
sleep?
My friend has it, and she does work.
Like 20-minute nap. Tops.
It's crazy.
There was a video that went viral from this dude in California that was full on sleeping in his Tesla.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea. You still should
think so.
Well, she said, my friend Carly has one, and she says she can just do emails on the way to work, but she says every now and then at stoplights and stuff, it has you touch something to, make almost sure like a Netflix, like, are you still watching?
Yeah. You nuts
it
the
has
steering
you,
wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And make sure that you're not sleeping. I don't think they want
you
to
drive without you being in there. there at all? Like, can you
hit it? Yeah, you can summon it to pick you up.
You can summon.
Does yours do that, JC?
Huh? You can make it back up or scoot up.
Oh, wow.
So if you're in a tight space, you can make it back up.
Really?
With your phone.
That's cool.
Wild.
That's
and cool. No gas. Save that monies. What's up, William?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's your good news? I think Jenna's going to like your good news.
What is it?
Yes. Okay, so my good news. Now, Jenna, don't feel ashamed or anything to the fungal issue, because I had the same thing. it was on my neck a lot, and it was on my chest, moved into my back.
My neck.
Like, I just... exactly.
Tinea versicolor, right?
Yes, tinea versicolor, and I just kind of left it unchecked for a while. I, bigger things, wasn't too concerned about it.
Yeah,
and then
typical
I took my
guy.
Shirt off at the, yeah, exactly, right. And I took my shirt off at the beach one day, and I was like, okay, so it looked pretty bad. So instead of getting the cream, I got the pills, and same thing, right at the doctor, and he was just talking, just like, he was on a megaphone almost, like, yeah, this is just antifungal, it'll work, just fungal. It was like, that's all he kept saying over and over.
Yeah.
But, I took it. It took twice a week for 3 weeks, and it was gone. Hadn't been back since. So hopefully that's the end of it, and I'll never have to worry about it. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's great news.
Right. It didn't get all the way to the crack, though, did it?
My neck. I got fungus on my crack.
Say that. See, Jenna, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
The worst part is mine itches. Like, it itches like a heat rash. And so, like, it's right. And I have short dino arms, so I can't, like.
You got T-Rex arm?
Yeah, so I can't get it. And it's just right in between my shoulder blades.
Well, in just 3 weeks, that'll be gone, Jenna. Short 3 weeks.
Anybody show up outside to rub
Jenna? It'll sound better. Why'd they give me cream? Do you know how hard it is to convince anyone, even those that love you, to rub fungus cream on your back? And it's not contagious, but it's hard to believe.
Are you sure it's not contagious?
I am, but I mean, no, it's a hard sell to get anyone to rub cream on your back.
I need the cream rubbing gloves.
Yeah, I haven't seen Juan Snow in a while, so I need to see what he's looking like.
Good,
you tell me. Good, babe. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing awesome. Hit us with that good news. What's going on in your life?
So me and my wife just had our first baby this past month. She was a month old this last Tuesday.
Awesome.
And
congrats.
On top of that, a guy I've been talking to had been trying to find me work for about a year, because I was working at Arby's and Chick-fil-A, not making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he called me 2 minutes before she had the baby and told me that he had a position for me with health benefits, making triple the money I made.
Aww.
Did you run right to work right then and leave your wife at the hospital?
No, I told him that I appreciated it, but I needed at least a week or two to, like, learn how to be a dad.
There you go. Aww.
Great news, man. 2 minutes before his wife gives birth, and he gets a job paying triple what he was making. Congrats, Ricky, and congrats on the baby. Hope the wife and the kid are doing awesome. What'd you name the baby, by the way?
The baby's name is Lenora.
Lenora. Cute little Lenora.
Nice.
All right, well, you take care of that family. Congrats on the job. And Kid Nation, thank you for all your good news, including Jenna finally finding out it's only going to last 3 weeks with that fungus.
There you go.
Good times. All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man. Every time I glance down at my hands, I'm like, oh.
Oh, you got your nails painted?
Yeah, because my nails are painted for my kids. So it just keeps throwing me off.
Yeah.
Have you ever painted your nails, Al?
I have not. I used to get manicures, and my manicurist would sometimes put, what do you call it, gloss or...
A buff, a high gloss buff.
Yeah, but they
clear coat.
Paint it, clear coat, yeah.
Yeah, clear coat.
Sometimes, I didn't like that as much.
Clear? No, you just got to buff it.
Yeah.
Hey, where do we stand on this argument that's going on social media about washing dishes? There's been people that have come forward and said that they wash the top, where we put our food, but they don't touch the bottom of it. They don't clean that. And people are pretty grossed out that that's not getting cleaned.
But it's going in the dishwasher.
They're talking about people that just clean it manually. Yeah,
okay.
So, like us in college when we didn't have a washing machine or a dishwasher.
Yeah.
And stack it on top of each other.
I'm a wash it top and bottom.
Yeah, me too.
Because you're going to be stacking your dishes in the pantry or in the cabinets.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you don't want it to get...
I would think so. I would think that'd be pretty...
It depends, right? I mean, I put everything in the dishwasher after I wash the top off, unless it's something I've chopped stuff on. If I just chopped up some fruit or whatever on a plate, then I'll just soak the top of the plate, I guess. I mean, I'm trying to think about my
it's just like
dish behavior.
I found out you're not supposed to put wood cutting boards in the dishwasher.
Why not?
Well, it warps them, and I found out when I put my husband's favorite wood cutting board in the dishwasher, and it warped. And he acted like this was the most common knowledge ever. I was like, I had no idea.
I guess I would have put it in there.
Yeah, I use a different material, the ones that are like fish,
cutting
poultry,
board, yes.
Labeled.
Cedar plank,
plastic,
probably,
and thin.
No, he had wood. Cedar, and I ruined it.
Speaking of warping things, and you know, because of temperature, because I'm sure that's what happens, the hot water makes the wood warp.
Yeah.
If you have those slides, and specifically the Nike ones, you know the ones that you just put on the slides, the sandals.
Okay.
A slide, yeah.
A slide. If you leave them in your car in hot, wet temperatures, it'll shrink it.
Really?
There's been people that some lady left hers in the car, her slides, and when she got in it, she thought somebody else's kid had been in there. They shrunk to like a kid size.
Back to the dishes for just a sec.
Uh-huh.
Someone told me that you're not supposed to wash cast iron skillets either. Is that correct?
Like, I think you're supposed to wipe them out.
Just wipe them out.
They're seasoned.
It gives it more flavor.
It's
the more you use it, the more flavor it gives it.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of wipe it out with a paper towel.
Somebody from South Carolina told me that.
That never goes bad then? There's no
it's part of
bacteria?
The seasoning it.
I guess the heat kills it, right, when you're cooking?
Yeah.
I just feel gross not.
Since we're on this topic, did we ever discuss your big argument the other day?
Which
about
one?
Do you turn the air up? Or down.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Do you remember that?
That's always confusing, because then somebody said, you mean hotter or colder?
Right.
So that's the argument that JC and Al were going against Cheddar. I think it was first thing in the morning, you know, one of their typical things.
If my wife says, turn the air down, I'm guessing it's too fast, so I gotta...
Too fast?
Yes, I'm guessing, so I gotta turn the air down.
Too cold.
Yeah, it's too cold.
See, and if I say turn the air down, I want it to be colder.
Yes, that's what I say.
It's too hot for me. Will you turn the air down?
I see. Will you turn it up? That means I want the temperature increased.
Right.
So what's the right way?
I'm thinking of the fan speed.
If it's 70 degrees, if you have it set to 70, you're cold. Hey, it was cold. Turn the air down. No, I would say turn the air down so it's not blowing anymore.
I'm
I'd say off.
Down means off. Yeah, down.
Yeah.
I think down and up in terms of a number increment, right?
Right.
Or the number.
Turn it up.
Hey, can you bring it down? That would mean
now, if you're talking
not so
about,
much.
If you're talking about the heat, turn the heat up, then you're
making
wanting
it warmer.
Warmer.
So why would it be the same?
It would be the same.
Turn the air up. No,
you have, it has
you
to be applicable
fan.
In the same way.
Turn the cold up.
Like back in the day before we had AC in California, if you said turn the air up, it meant hit the fan one step higher to number three, level three. Turn it up faster.
I get your side, but I'm just...
That's
I just
a speed,
think
not a temperature. We're talking about a temperature.
Right.
Fan.
Speed. We're not talking about a fan speed.
Typically,
the temperature up or down would be, by number, hotter or colder.
Because this could get in the way of a lot of marriages.
Oh, it does. You know, we always have to clarify.
Roommates.
Yeah.
That's why we have the app on our phone, so I can just do it. I don't have to ask.
Right.
I'm so
that's
lazy.
Awesome.
Boop, boop, boop.
I need that. Mine just disconnects all the time. None of my stuff that connects Bluetooth
mine
works.
Freezes. Oh, you're...
My security, my cameras... My AC.
In fact, I'll see what my husband left the AC on right now.
What's it at? It's probably something funny.
So it takes a second to connect. The kids' bedrooms, they're not there right now. We have them set at 75.
Uh-huh.
What about the central quadrant?
The master bedroom. Oh, good. He bumped it up to 73. That's good.
Hey, train?
We sleep with it at 70. So that was good, honey.
I can't think of Alan anymore or name him A-Train because I'm watching the boys.
Yes.
A-Train!
That show was great. On Amazon.
Oh, okay.
The superheroes. And one of the superheroes' name is A-Train.
Okay, it's called The Boys?
The Boys.
I'll have to tell them about that.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
I seem to remember, but I'm fuzzy on the details. So it is for kids, too.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Just for adults.
Full on nakedness.
Well, thank you for that warning.
Yeah,
that would have been a big discussion I didn't need to have.
But definitely watch it with Emma Kelly if you want.
Wait.
If you want. If you want her to get ahead in life and be...
Get ahead in life.
Or be have adult content in her life.
Why would I want that?
I don't know. Maybe to mature her faster. I don't know how parents work sometimes.
Yeah. She just got finished watching, because, you know, Netflix makes everything old new again for young kids and stuff. She just got finished watching Vampire Diaries.
Oh, wow.
It's very emotional. But then, you know, she's years removed from when the show was on the air, but to her, it's fresh, you know?
Is that Nina Dobrev?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ian Somerhalder.
Did she watch One Tree Hill?
I don't think so. I should recommend
Dawson's
that one
Creek?
Next, right?
Yeah,
when you want her to stop watching, do you say turn the TV down?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.